Yes. Starting this podcast. Welcome to the Holy Shift podcast, live cast. We're going to do a few card readings today. Just listening to some good music. Says we got two people. Yana, it didn't tell me you came in. I wonder why. Interesting. Starting the pod, bringing you on live.
Hey, girl.
What up, woman?
Can you hear me? Because I don't have my headphones in because my phone's on 9%, if that's okay.
I can hear you. I can hear you.
If it ever gets too loud, I have to
Oh, let's see how long is this going to run. It is.
Oh. I wanted to play with them earlier.
I know, it's like these are the long laughs too. We only got two people. These people better come. We're gonna get them, Yana.
Oh, I'm about to share. I just told Coke that you were on now, so I don't know. This thing be freezing up on me. Don't let me get to the text box. Jesus.
I wonder why.
I don't know. Let's see. Okay, share. Share.
Let's share on Twitter. Let's tweet.
Facebook. Oh, Lord.
I don't know how I do this.
Not my phone. Not my children. Don't tell me. I shared it.
These people.
Let me copy the link. I'll send it to Lo.
All right. Get everybody in here. The Holy Ship Podcast.
They might not recognize card readings going.
What happened?
I said they might not recognize the name.
Maybe. Well, they should see the name that poet did it. Poetic.
What does it look like? Oh, it does say your name underneath it. You said you went live before. When did you go live before?
Me? When did I go live before? It's been a while. It was like last week that I went live, I believe. Thank you, Herbal, for showing up. How are you?
I'm about to meet you real quick.
We are just waiting for people to get their butts in here so we can have some interaction going on. I appreciate it, Herbal. I appreciate it. We're doing good. We're going to do some card readings today. Yana got a one card read earlier, so we're going to do a three card read, either whatever deck she chooses. I have three decks. I probably should have posted the decks on the picture, huh? I probably can't do that now. Oh, well. Lunar! My girl Lunar has come to show me some love. Welcome, welcome. How you doing, Lunar? How's everything going? I'm going to do a few readings. Well, I know one for sure. I'm doing good. I appreciate it. Decided to go live since it's been a while. I did a reading for Yana in her pod earlier. We did a one-card read, and I decided I'm going to do a three-card read for her, so we're just vibing and waiting for people to show up. Brian and Belle, my Belle is here. I know your name is Becca now, but I can't get over Belle. You're my Belle. Sorry, it is what it is. I rolled a blunt, so I'm ready. I'm going to light a candle and burn my Palo Santo while we get some more people coming in here. Anybody ever smell or burn Palo Santo? Looney, what's
hey,
good, girl?
Looney.
How you doing? You know, it's kind of quiet without having Pod God on the time. It's hard trying to choose a good pod, yo. I'm saying.
I know, we getting everybody having a little reunion over here.
Right, all day.
I can light that thing going. and then burn some Palo Santo, cleanse my energy, and so we can get a good read.
Aw. See, everybody misses Pod God, Lynn. You gotta tell him.
He shows up, but he's gone as quick as he comes, too.
Yo, this picture, I wish this had video. This picture on my YouTube with this song is a beautiful sunset across whatever city, I don't know right now, but looks like LA, I think. But it's really nice. Tell him we miss him. We need a reunion, family reunion time. I know it's only been a couple days, Looney, but he needs to get his ass on. Tell him Big Sister said so. I love the smell of Palo Santo. Anybody else know the smell of Palo Santo? You know what that is? I know Lola would know if she was in here.
It's like sage, but it's a sacred wood. I forgot exactly where it's from.
You don't know what it smells? Have you? Where do you get your sage at, Lunar? You should ask them if they've heard of Palo Santo. I'm going to get on my computer and, like, read you what Palo Santo, where it's from and stuff real quick. But we'll get here on this reading here in a moment. Only sage. And I love my sage, too, though. Sage is wonderful. Palo Santo. It's a mystical tree that grows on the coast of South America, and it's related to frankincense. The name in Spanish means holy wood, and it's of the citrus family and has notes of pine, mint, and lemon. So you can get a bag of sticks, for, you know, just like, they're like hand size, long ways, and like maybe a quarter or smaller around, and it's just got a beautiful scent, and it's very cleansing. Welcome, Brian. How are you doing? Do you know Palo Santo, Brian? Yes. Isn't it a wonderful smell? I got my black candle burning to dispel any negative energy that's hanging out. I'm going to grab a water in case I talk too much and need a drink. I mean, can't talk too much. Crumb. What? Jimmy's in here? When did Jimmy come in? What? Jimmy! See, it's telling me, it doesn't tell me everybody that comes in. I wonder why. How you doing? Thank you for coming in and showing love. We're going to give Jimmy a reading here one day. I'm glitching. Is it better now? Or are you glitching? Who's glitching? Am I in the Matrix? Am I following in Bronze footsteps? He was in the Matrix earlier. We're good, Belle.
No, you're good.
Kaka did what? Sorry, I had you muted.
Kaka did it.
Oh, you were fine.
Oh, you didn't do it.
So cute. Little baby.
I had you muted because she's not talking.
Mine talks back, not nicely. Yours is just all sweet and innocent sounding right now.
For now.
Wait till he gets older. Just wait. Ooh, eBay is messaging me, you guys. Did y'all hear that?
Yeah.
Mine's still trying to send the tweet. Still trying to share the pod.
Yeah, mine just messaged up earlier. I have no idea why.
Damn thing. We got 7 people. We can start. We're going to do a 3-card read for, oh shit, my girl, my neighbor, Kay Dizzle is in the house, you guys. If you guys want to know any super secrets about Poetic, she's the person to ask. She knows things nobody knows. She's known me for years. I'm going to do a 3-card read on Yana, Kay. Miss Dizzle. All right, so you seen the cards earlier. We got the Psychic Tarot deck that's 65 cards. It's an oracle deck. We have the Soul Coaching Oracle deck that is 52. And we also have the Magic of Tarot deck that is 78 cards. Hello, Miss Inspired. We were talking about you, and I heard that you may want a reading. So we may have that waiting for you. If y'all talk to Kay Dizzle and like bug her, she may get online with us too. You got to bug her bad though. So, we have our three decks, Miss Yana. Which one are you calling? Which ones are calling to you, my dear?
The blue one? Which one do you want?
The blue one. Do you want Psychic Tarot? We're going to do a three-card read on the Psychic Tarot. Kay Dizzle, you're not feeling getting on later or what? You don't like that? That face tells me you're like not feeling it. If I get them to bug you really bad, you won't? Yeah, so this is a past, present, and a future read, okay? Okay. So we'll shuffle those and see what's going on with you. Can you guys hear my music still?
Mm-hmm.
Nice. There's a duplicate tweet. So now it's tweeting it twice. I don't know what is going
on. It's messing up.
It's messing up. Podbean is tripping today, you guys. So just bear with us while we do this wonderful reading. Kay Dizzle says she don't know. She might do it. Inspired may get on. We were thinking. I heard you may want a reading, Inspired. See, we may get you a reading here today, too, if you got time, Miss Thang Thang. Yana, where nobody realizes that there are black people. That's what she says all the time.
What? What'd you say?
That you live where the people don't realize there's black people.
Oh, in Nebraska? Yeah. Bro.
All right, we're going to pull your first card, Yana. The first card is the present. It's going to tell us what's going on now. We all know, well, some of us know what's going on right now. Lots of good stuff. We got the reading earlier, which is a good base as well. Wouldn't it be interesting if it pulled the same card as this morning?
That'd be super interesting. Hold on, I'm gonna mute you real quick.
No worries. We got the first card out. And shuffle it a little bit more. The air is nice in Nevada. It does get really crisp in Minden, though. In Reno. That wind chaps my lips like within 2 days of staying at Brothers. Even up where I used to live in Truckee and Tahoe areas, like my skin isn't feeling it no more. Got used to the foothill weather, I guess. We got the past going on. I'm pulling the past card out now. And one more card, we're going to go with the future. This is some interesting calm music, guys, right? You feeling it? We can change the vibe if you're wanting to. It's all up to the people. It's up to how you're feeling. I don't know why it's not telling me all the different people. that come in or who is in here. We should do a roll call. Roll call. Where you at? How you feeling?
Do the roll call because it's not telling me.
Roll call. Who's in here? Who's showing the Miss Poet love during this 3-card read for Miss Yana here on the Holy Shift podcast? We got Belle, we got K Dizzle, we got Bri, we got Lunar. All kind of love coming through. Look at that. Got the future here for Miss Yana. We got the 3 cards here. Jimmy better be listening still. I know Looney and Jimmy better be listening still. Calling them out. Inspired better be here too. She's supposed to be getting a reading here in a little bit.
She said she was
y'all
here.
Better straighten up. All right. So we're going to flip the present over. Okay. We're going to see what the present has in store for us, Miss Yana.
Oh, God.
Don't stress, girl. Don't stress. The picture looks a little intense, though, as I turned it over and you said, oh, God. But it's conflict and defeat. I'm going to send you a picture once we turn them all over so you can see them. It's a gentleman, and he's coming downstairs, and there's like a candle at the bottom. And there's etching on the wall, and it's like 3 gentlemen, the etching on the wall, going up the stairs. The number is 5, the border is blue, and the card is conflict and defeat. So let's see. Let's look into the book and see what the book is going to tell us. That's about right now. It's interesting. I wonder what it's pertaining to, Miss Yana.
I wonder too.
I think inquiring minds are wanting to know too. Luna said, "Hell yeah!" All right, let's see. The number 5. Yes, the number 5 is at the top. It's a mental card. It represents significant learning and change. Huh. Well, now that takes a turn. And how you handle yourself at this time is vital to your overall well-being. This card could relate to the lack of sensitivity in taking action or in response to conditions or situations around you. The need for sensitivity could relate to you or someone else in your life. Even though a battle can be won, it is important to evaluate the cost and the pain to both parties. Sometimes it's best to surrender and walk away if no answer or victory can be achieved. Don't assign blame, become deceitful, or set out to get revenge, for this results in the negative energy becoming part of you. You are being tested on how delicately and gently you take your next step. Remember, everything in your life is an opportunity to learn and grow. So this card I find completely relevant but the lesson is already there. This is something that is just a confirmation for you on how you've approached the situation that you're dealing with that we're going to leave, you know, unsaid.
Right. Yeah.
It is an opportunity to learn and grow, and I think you're already doing that and switching the focus, shifting your focus into another direction. You know, that was just a distraction from what you needed to be doing at the time, I feel like. Yeah, that'll come when it's supposed to. You know what I'm saying? Right now, you got to focus on this fashion and this pod and growing that avenue instead of growing anything else. Okay? So we're going to look at the past and see what it's going to tell us. Interesting. I pulled this card for Kai last night. It's solitude. And this is pertaining to the past. Number 9 is there. It's a lady. She's, it kind of looks like Mars-ish. It's like she's sitting on red dirt, I guess. And there's a brown mountain behind her. There's a pillar and a star on the left side of the pillar. The number 9, black border. She has a book, and on the right side of the book, there is writing, and on the left side is a blank page. She has a blue dress, a necklace that has red stones, and she has brunette hair. We're going to look up Solitude, which is also the archetype card, I believe, is the Hermit. But let's double check that. So 43. So this is pertaining to your past. Let's see. Stop. Your soul is calling out and needs to be honored and heard. The answers you seek aren't necessarily found in the outer world. The time has come for you to step back and withdraw from outside commotion. The Solitude card is a reminder of how important it is to pause, still the mind, meditate, reflect, reevaluate, and discover the wisdom and answers within the very soul of your being. When you become more aware of your soul and heart, you strengthen the link to the divine source, and you're able to once again remember your true perfection. Meet your soul halfway and schedule some alone time to commune with your soul, and also to give the power of spirit the opportunity to reinvigorate you with the life force and vitality. I feel like maybe this pertains to when you were maybe caught up with your relationships in the past and trying to come to the conclusion of what you wanted to do, and you just, because this is from the past, right?
Yeah.
And it brought, so maybe the relationship with your baby's dad. Yes, that's my intuition. Conserve your energy and deal with the one thing at a time as you follow the prompts within. From within, when it comes to moments of quiet inner solitude, it really isn't about quantity. It's about the quality that counts. The soul constantly draws it to itself what it needs in order to learn and grow. For example, during this period, someone may step into your life, and by sharing his or her own experiences, you may receive helpful insight and wisdom into your own. So you were not sure if you wanted to end things because of the severity. You had a child. This isn't what you wanted for your kid. You wanted both parents there. Like, I feel like you were battling yourself, but you knew it wasn't a good situation. And I don't think it took you too long to get to the conclusion, but it took you a while to go within to really, like, accept the outcome of the whole relationship, because that's not what you had in mind. It wasn't how you wanted your story to be written at the time. Now you wouldn't have it any other way. Yet your story, you had an idea of what you wanted and how your life was going to be, and that just flipped everything. And it didn't take as long as it could have, but it took a minute for you to finally just like, okay, I know this, and we're moving on from it.
That's, you hit it on the head. That's exactly what happened.
Okay. All right. We're going to run into the future. Huh. Interesting. You got a chakra card, which is awesome. We haven't came across one of these in the readings yet. It's the base chakra. It's number one. If you Google right now and looked up the base chakra symbol, it's a kind of a four petal lotus with a circle, a square, and a triangle in it. And it's the color red. And we're going to go to the base chakra card. So this is the future for you. Mm-hmm. Hi, Miro. Thanks for joining. How are you? A tough one for the base chakra, right? Inspired? You read into the chakra? Okay, so the key facts of the chakra card, or of the base chakra. The color is red. The sound, lam. Element is earth. The gland is adrenal. The keywords, I have. Okay, so this is about attaining your foundation, the foundation. So maybe security, financial security, getting the base to where you can grow for your child and you and build a good future for your kids on this foundation that you've already started to work on, that you're growing right now, that you're still like getting solid at the moment, the foundation.
Mm-hmm.
Known as the base or root chakra, this energy center is situated at the base of the spine and is most closely related to all of your earthly issues, such as survival and the physical body, issues of money, sustenance, safety, and shelter. To balance this chakra, practicing yoga can be extremely beneficial. Dancing or light physical exercise will help keep the energy flowing and harmonious. Honoring your body and taking care of it on the outside will bring you the well-being on the inside. It works both ways. So, do you like to dance?
I like to dance for fun.
So, do you do it often?
Well, my daughter dances a lot, so I dance with her sometimes.
So every time she dances, you need to dance too. You need to let go of the stress of it, and that will help bring down the anxiety you go through. I feel like the anxiety is really related to like the survival things, like money, shelter, security for the future, and you and your baby. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So we all, especially as single mothers, have that worry and stress. Don't get me wrong. Yet you gotta know that you've gotta have some fun too and let go and like get it out and just be goofy sometimes so that the anxiety and the pressure doesn't weigh on you so bad and it won't hinder you so much as it has in the past.
True.
You got to let loose a little bit more. It's hard for you.
It is hard for me at times.
Me too, because, you know, I have dealt with a lot of things like in my past. And so I've had to, I mean, I laugh. I can get goofy, but not that much. So like my ex was so super goofy and we were so opposite, but that I think that was one of the reasons why I got with him is because to have that energy around, you know, to let mm-hmm. loose. And I've slowly been able to get more goofy and free about just having fun and being in the moment and not being so stuck in the stress of what's going to happen if this or that for the future or the regret or shame or whatever from my past, you know, is just living right now and like enjoying right now, because that's honestly all we fucking got. We make up stories of what's gonna happen. Sometimes those stories aren't even what's gonna really happen, you know?
Right.
Like you do with when you get nervous, and like I do when I get nervous, and like, oh, should I do a pod? I don't know. I don't know if I should do this.
We always do that.
Right? Definitely. Just gotta let go sometimes.
You're right.
Take a deep breath and enjoy the moment. I'm going to take a picture of these cards so you can see. I haven't even sparked my blunt. I think we need to get the smoke session going, you guys. Shit, we got serious here with the cards. Right? Look at Mr. Coke didn't even show me love. Mm-hmm. Miro
he's
came
still in his. It looked like he's still in his.
Somebody needs to go beat him up and bring him over here. Jimmy!
Who next?
What are we doing, Jimmy? What are we doing?
Who's next?
Let's do it. Go beat up Coke? Inspires laughing. Smoke. Oh, yes, we're smoking. Where did I put that? Oh, it's right here. Yo, it's that orange tree. It smells so good. I wish I could, like, smell-o-vision you guys this. Just tasty.
You said it and beating some ass.
Smoking and beating some, I'm telling you. Oh, Inspired's calling. Connect. Yeah, what's up, girl? We got Glenn in here, I think. The random couple show. Is it Glenn or is it Christina? I think
hey,
it's Glenn.
Hey,
what's up, girl?
Not in much. Loving the podcast energy.
I appreciate it. We got some cool music. We got good people. We got the family here. How you doing, Glenn? Just did a 3-card read for Miss Yana. I'm doing 3-card reads here. I know Glenn had his 1-card read the other day. You're bored as fuck. You came to join me because you're bored as fuck, huh, Glenn? Much love. Sparking that blunt right now. We did a 3-card read in the psychic tarot, Glenn.
Inspired. Are you getting one now?
Yeah.
I need you to do a review for me, Glenn. Go to like either Twitter or, you know, email holyshift@gmail.com and let me know how my reading was. I can put anonymous, but give me a review of how I did. Please.
Did you send me your email, Fred?
I don't know if I did. I'm going to type it in here so everybody could have it. There. Oh, shit. There we go.
I'm sparking up. Everybody's busy. We gotta get
low love over here. Get everybody over here. I'd have to know how. And email, Glenn, you don't know how to email people? I know you know how to email people. Come on. Get it together.
Well, Poetic, if you're going to read Inspired, I'm going to drop off and I'm going to just listen. But thank you for that reading.
All right. That sounds wonderful. 3 to 4 weeks to send email. That's fine. I'm going to be here for a while. So I'll get your review whenever it comes and just let me know how I did. Let the people know, Glenn. So, Inspired. I think you're on my Instagram, right? My mother been waiting on us.
I think so.
You better get back to your mama, Glenn. That's not nice. She birthed you. So, are you on my Instagram, Inspired?
I believe so. It's under.
I'm going to take a picture of my cards real quick.
Okay.
And post it there so you can get a feel for the cards. Anybody that wants to go to whole_e_shift, I believe that's what it is on Instagram. I'm going to post a picture of the 3 decks that I have. If I can take a picture. All right, we got that. Just so you can get a feel for it. I know, I probably should have did this before I started the pod, but, you know. We're going with the flow, guys. We're going with the flow.
That's what you... Hi!
And I forgot to take a picture, Yana, of those cards. I'll find them again. Okay, we're going to next. We're going to say hashtag reading. I know, I'm a nerd, you guys. Work with me.
We're all nerdy in our own ways.
Right? It's a beautiful thing having unique personalities going on, guys. So I have 3 decks, and 1 is the Psychic Tarot, 1 is the Magic of Tarot, and 1 is the Soul Coaching. There's 2 Oracle decks and 1 regular 78 card tarot deck. And I'm going to send you that.
And how many can I choose? How many can I choose
from? You choose 1 deck and then we'll pull 3 cards from that deck. So depending on what deck you choose, it will determine what exactly the read is. So she chose a Psychic Tarot deck, and that is a past, present, and future.
Don't tell me which one.
Okay.
So my comments are stopped on Glenn talking about his mom. Okay, is still waiting on a reply.
I want to see one deck. I can't see the other two.
Can you click on the picture?
Yeah, so I have the picture.
Yeah, so I have the picture up.
And it only shows those two?
It only shows the one in the middle. But it doesn't show the other two.
All right. So I don't know if it's just I'm not seeing anybody type or what.
Let me tell it. No, that's the last thing.
Okay.
Roll call.
Who's here still? Where's my people? There we go.
I like this vibing music. I'm loving everybody's vibing music.
I don't even, I think my child put this on. I don't even know what it is. Ooh. My screen done went black. All right, let's see. Lunar's still here. Belle, Brian, Jimmy. Yana's somewhere over there.
Let's go with soul.
We got seven folks up in here. Soul coaching. She's going to have a soul counseling session here, guys. That's what I believe the three card draw in the soul. Yeah, spiritual counseling. If there's a problem or a question that needs attention, this is the best way to understand how to proceed. So you're going to think of the question or the concern while I shuffle the deck and connect with your energy, okay? And we're going to choose the three cards. The first card is what needs to be healed. The second card will be how to heal the blockage. And the third card is the future outcome. Okay? So, hi, Lunar. Lunar's still here. I'm going to shuffle the cards. I want you to open up your energy to me. So, anybody that's just joining us, I'm going to shuffle the cards and connect with Inspired's energy. Channel a reading. She chose the spiritual counseling, the spiritual or soul coaching oracle deck. So it's a spiritual counseling three card layout. And whatever message that she needs to hear is what she will get when I pull the cards for her. So if you want to tell anybody about what you have in mind, you may. If you want to keep it to yourself, that's perfectly fine. How you been feeling today, though? How you been? I haven't talked to you in a few days.
I've been MIA, you guys.
I've been okay.
Taking it one day at a time.
I mean, that's all we can do, right?
Yeah.
Life happens. So all we can do is take it one day because you never know what's going to happen.
I know.
Girl.
My saying is take it 5 minutes at a time. Instead of trying to take it
the whole day. You don't have to take a minute at a time. Take it every second. Take a moment at a time. Enjoy the moment.
Right.
It's too much. I love you, my friend. Get that homework done. Thank you for joining in. I did not get, hold on, K Dizzle. I did not get that invite for Don't Quit. I didn't see no invites. Just saying, you see her picture. It says Don't Quit, emphasis do it, right? In that Don't Quit. It's an awesome branding. Her and her husband are growing. They're getting on their stuff soon, K Dizzle. I'm going to go pound on her door. I'm going to do a doorbell ditch if she don't do that soon. Send the kids to do it. She's like two doors down, you guys. All right, Inspired. We're going to pull the full first card.
I'm going to find it.
This is the card for what needs to be healed.
Come back to Dre. I have to find it. Hold on.
Oh, sorry. Not y'all.
You're good. I know. We multitask. All right. Number two is how we're going to heal the blockage. We're going to pull that card. Still got 7-4. Thank you for bearing with me, you guys. I know I just got some vibey music out there. Pulling the second card, what needs to be healed from the Soul Coaching Deck. We're here on the Holy Shift Podcast. Thank you for joining. Live casting it, swinging through.
I feel like I'm on a talk show right now.
What happened, Mom?
I feel like I'm on Ellen's talk show right now. The suspense is killing me.
Isn't it? It's intense, yo. The card, the energy. And it may, you're vulnerable in this day. You're like, oh, shoot, what's she going to throw out there?
Right.
I'm not going to be too out there, but I will give you the message you need to hear. Thank you for joining us, Prince. Mr. Prince Joseph, we're here just vibing here at the Holy Shift Podcast. We're pulling some cards for Inspired right now. I am your host, Poetic. Low Love has decided to come. We just pulled the cards, Yana. Low. Welcome. We just pulled 3 cards. Inspired chose the Soul Coaching Deck. She's getting spiritual counseling right now. We've pulled the 3 cards. We're going to turn over what needs to be healed. The card is the blockage card, and it indicates what needs work in order to resolve the problem. For example, if you receive a card of courage, it may be that you have been too fearful, okay? So we're going to pull it right now. It is freedom. You haven't felt free, Inspired. You've been held back. The card, I will send you pictures of the card. And Yana, you got to remind me the cards that we pulled earlier because I put them away and I didn't take a picture to send to you and I feel bad. So we'll deal with that later. Of the cards, I sent it? Okay. It's because I got high then. So anyways, I'm going to send the freedom card to you. It's a beautiful card it's like kind of a bluish hue and kind of green and purples in there. It has 5 trees in the background and it has a dark horse running to the left, kind of fast, swift, it looks like. And it says, boundless freedom surges through me. And this is the card that it's what needs to be healed. You haven't quite felt free in some sense. So I'm going to take a picture of this card for you real quick so you can get a sense of it. All right. We're going to look at what freedom has to say in the book. Coke decided to show his face here. Welcome, welcome, Mr. Coke. Took forever to show me some love. Just messing with you. So, the card meaning, Miss Inspired. I appreciate it. I appreciate it, Coke. And in that, I know I hindered your time, right? I cut in on you, but I never go live. You're live every day. I'm sorry. Nothing but love, fam. All right. Freedom. Do you see how beautiful that card is, Inspired?
Yes, I do, actually.
Isn't it nice?
Okay. Yeah.
I really, like, we're going to have to start doing some Zoom. I want to find a platform to where we can do video, and so I could show you these different things, or even, like, exchange pictures. Yeah, it's cool here, like, doing it through one-on-one message, but somehow for the whole room to see that card and get a feel for it, I think it would be really cool.
Yeah, you should do it, like, you should go on Instagram Live while you're doing
these. Oh, they got an Instagram Live? See, then I'd have to get all, like, I'd have to look pretty and stuff. I'll put my hat that says Holy Shift on it and just hide behind the bill of that, okay? Oh, thank you so much. Yana sent me a gift. I love you, my girl. I know. Hush, Jimmy, hush. Put the bill down real low so you can't see my eyes. Freedom, the card meaning you break free, express yourself, and let your spirit fly. Flaunt yourself, girl. Dance, explore, laugh, and go beyond predictable behavior. Be daring and fling your arms to the heaven in joy. Your soul wants you to know that you're not here to be ordinary, but to step beyond limitations and self-imposed boundaries. You're holding yourself back, mama. Don't allow yourself to be trapped by convention or the expectations of others. You have the ability to choose your life on your terms. Replace the phrase, I should, with I could, but I choose not to at this time. Shoulds are one of the most horrible words. Shoulds. You should. I should. We should. No, we could. We can. You know, should just, it's kind of oppressive, that word. I don't like that word. Thank you, Low Love, for sharing. I appreciate you guys. Perhaps you aren't always free to create the exact circumstances of your life, but you certainly are able to decide what meaning to give those decisions. Select the meanings that empower you, for this is the time to break free. Boundless freedom surges through me. Realize that whatever you're going through, it is for a reason. And yeah, you thought it would turn out a certain way, but look at where you're at right now. Look at what could have. If you wouldn't have found certain things out when you did, you would be stuck in a situation you didn't want to be in. Just saying. Now we're going to move on. This is to how to heal it through your success. Pulled up the success card like that, mama. It's a hand with a star in it. And the hand is kind of glowing. The affirmation is, success fills my life in ways beyond my greatest expectation. The way you just handled that podcast with mama, no questions within what, a day? Not even 24 hours? You guys got on that and you got followers like nothing? Whenever you go live, how many people you got in there? Just saying, your success and whatever you choose to have success in is going to come to you. It's your choice. Just like the freedom, it's how you choose to visualize how it's going to go for you. You get to choose your next step. I'm taking a picture of the success card for you, and we're going to read it in the book.
Man, this is hitting.
Just saying, I mean, you become vulnerable in here, but it's messages you need to hear at the time. And it's not to put anybody on blast. It's to show you love and help you grow. That's my only intention in any of this and any of my messages that I come on here and anybody's podcast. When I jump in and chime in my perspective on things, it's only to help people, to help them open their minds, to help them heal themselves, because nobody can do it for you. You can go to this to ask advice and to seek guidance to a million different people. But you already have your answer. You're the one that's going to make your decision, and you are the one that lives with it. Don't let anybody make that decision, and come from within when you make that decision, and you won't have no regrets. Okay?
That's so funny, because my mom does the cards, but like sitting here doing it, I'm like, I need to do it more often. Like, I have this readily available, and I'm not even, you know, taking advantage of this.
You can have her read them. You can do it. You are
I know.
You are fully capable of pulling your card. You can even get even. You're saying I'm being accurate and hitting on point. You could be even more accurate and on point than I am, because it's your actual energy shuffling those cards. Yeah, I can channel. I can connect with you, and despite the miles, despite never actually seeing you face to face, and you know, all that stuff, I can connect with you. But when you pull a card for yourself, and that instinct, that intuition, when you feel that card, when you pull it, and when you see that face and that message, is you already know the message before you read the book. You know what I'm saying? It's right. Just then getting that confirmation and that message through the book. And then those thoughts that you think, that sometimes that instinct the instinctual thoughts that you have when you first see that, a lot of us dismiss things, you know, like that instinct, oh, I should have chose the number 3 scratcher instead of number 2. Oh, well, number 2 looked better. Well, number 3 won $5. Number 2 won a ticket. You know what I'm saying? Just like,
right.
It's that energy, that instinct. You know what's best for you. It's when we dismiss it. It'll still be most likely a decent outcome. It could have been better. We'll never know half the time. Go with your gut. Inner and outer success is coming your way. This is the card meaning. The gates of triumph are waiting for you, waiting to open deep and wide for you. Accept that you are already a winner, and even more victories will expand in your life. You're already realizing this as we're going along with this reading. You were feeling some sort of way, and I could feel your energy shifting as we grow through this. You're like getting a little sparkle in your eye again. I could feel your energy was a little bit low for a minute, but it's growing. It's getting, you're expanding that shit, girl.
It's such a tug of war, poetic. It's such a tug of war dealing with life and then actually just going with how I actually feel sometimes. It's just such a,
But so you already feel, though the feeling is the indicator.
I know.
You had a feeling. Before anything happened, you had a feeling. Tell me you didn't.
Like, yeah, I knew.
Did you have that feeling?
I did.
Okay. You got to listen to you. You know what's best for you. Listen to yourself. You may seem crazy, like, oh, this voice told me, I had this intuition, yeah, this message downloaded to me, whatever, to somebody else, but you know that shit felt right when you thought that shit, and you're mad at yourself for not listening, but then, though, look at the experience, look at where you are right now and what you wouldn't have had if not for that experience.
Like, I'm so thankful for the experience I've definitely got into that place, but now,
so don't regret any part of anything.
I'm just like,
there is always a reason for every experience. Yeah, it came with a little stress, but that's made you stronger. It gave you a lesson, and it gave you so much more gifts than just what it was, more than you could have even imagined when you set foot into the situation. Okay. What your soul wants you to know. Being successful is a state of mind. The more you feel it, the more love, prosperity, fame, and fortune will pour into your life. Feeling, like I said, feeling is the indicator. I wish you guys, like, I honestly don't read this stuff. And when I speak stuff and then I go back and read this, I'm like, see, I wish y'all knew that I didn't read this before I said what I said. Anyways, if a situation knocks you over, get up and brush yourself off and discover what you learned. You're not a failure if you fall down. You only if you stay down. So keep going and believe in yourself. Celebrate even the smallest victories that occur in your life. Success fills my life in ways beyond my greatest expectations. You got a lot from just that experience that freed you from the expectations of what you had before. Your future outcome is the delight, girl. It's a beautiful card. It's a hill with white flowers, and two doves are flying above the hill, and they're just glowing. I delight in everything in my world, and divine joy fills me. Let me send you this picture now. All right, we're working on it, guys. Love this card. I love that the evolution of this soul coaching. This is a nice reading. It's this is the future outcome of this of the situation. Of the evolution of everything that you've gone through, the thing that you're going through. It's giving me amazing practice. I appreciate you guys like opening up and letting me have the opportunity to read you guys, because honestly, I haven't felt comfortable like trying to market myself and do readings for money. People do it on the different groups that I'm in Facebook all the time for like $30 for a this, that, and the other. And I feel bad because I don't have any experience, and you guys are helping me grow and gain confidence and realize that I am perfectly capable. And I appreciate you all just as much as you appreciate me giving you these messages. So, Delight, do you see the beautiful card, Miss Inspired?
I love it. It's
really isn't it? Look at, I hear you are glowing right now. You're just, the evolution of your energy through this reading is awesome. Thank you, Lo. I appreciate you, girl. I do. The meaning of delight. Clap your hands with joy, girl. Let your inner child play. Be silly, play hooky, and take a day off. This isn't the time to buckle down and get to work. This is when you should be madcap and spontaneous. We're going to have to research madcap. One of you guys want to be my dictionary and look up madcap? It's no spaces. Thank you, Low Love. That's an interesting word. Have fun. So you've got the freedom to do what your passion is calling you to do, what your true source, soul, your true higher self is calling you to do. And in that, you're going to find nothing but success. As you gain your success, Inspired, you're going to live in delight and be able to do whatever you want and just be happy and fun and goofy and enjoy the family and the relationships you've built along the way in your process. Is that what it means? That's awesome. Amusingly eccentric. This is the time when you should be amusingly eccentric. Nah, this is the time when you should be yourself. That's what I'm thinking. That's what I get from that.
It just doesn't seem like,
because you are amusing and you are eccentric, though. You think you're not the average girl. You know that.
Yes.
Yeah, you're the girl, you know, you're a girly girl, don't get me wrong, but you're not that average girl.
No, I know. I'm not.
You don't get along with a lot of the girls that are right there in your hood.
No, not at all.
That's why mom's one of your best friends.
Yeah.
Right. I got you. Just saying. You're gonna be able to enjoy and grow and relish in those relationships and delight in your success here. Your soul wants you to know that your spirit guardians are delighted when you are filled with childlike wonder, joy, and exuberance. Don't hold yourself down. Don't stress on the crap that happened in the past. That part's from me. Don't stress on that or regret or have any shame. You've got all that experience and growth and a lot more relationships and friendships. SKSKSK, hello, welcome to the Holy Shift Podcast. We're in the middle of a reading. Yeah, you're I lost track.
I know what it is. I know what it is. It's the tug of war that I have between trying to get things done accordingly versus me just wanting to be free, careless, and just really just do exactly what I want, because I know it's going to take me exactly where I want, but I don't want that fallback. I don't want to have to keep starting over every time it doesn't fall through properly, which every time it doesn't fall through properly, I always come in a better place anyways, but still, it's just so
you're supposed to morph it. You're not supposed to completely start over. Right. That's what you're missing. You're not supposed to like stop, erase, and start over. A lot of things that you're working on are working for your advantage. However, there's a few things that you can tweak and mold into a different way or put a different spin on in order for it to work in a more efficient way, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Instead of, you've got to be more yourself. That butterfly, is that butterfly The one that is in that jar, or is it that butterfly that is flying over those flowers on that hill with the doves?
She's like stuck in a garden right now. She's not in a jar anymore, but she hasn't left this particular garden.
So that gate is open though. And this is the future, so you see it there. That gate is open right there. You know what where you need to go and what you need to do, right?
Right.
Okay, so don't hold yourself back. You already know your answer. That's what this whole reading has told you. You already know.
Yes. Yes, I do.
You don't have to be so rigid. You don't have to plan so much. Yes, have a guideline, but don't put yourself in the box or cover the jar. Yeah, you may want to go to the jar to feel safe once in a while, but keep that lid, throw that lid away.
Right.
You know, put it in the corner in that garden so you could have your safety. Mm-hmm. Yet you got this whole world to explore and to delight in and to explore and have fun and just love the family and the friends that you have and grow amazing new relationships. When just one person experiences true delight, this joyous energy radiates outward like ripples in a pool, reaching even the farthest shores of humanity. You're here to touch the world. Your pleasure can rejuvenate you and can have powerful healing effects on others. Your affirmation, remember, I delight in everything in my world, and divine joy fills me.
I like that. Can you send me that affirmation so I can add it to my affirmation?
So you see the card? It should say it on the card. That's the affirmation. So it should tell you that on the card. If you can see it right there. If not, I will type it to you definitely.
I was going to tell you.
Okay, so I will definitely send, let's see. I will type those three affirmations for you. And say those affirmations to yourself a couple times a day. If you got to write them down and put it in your wallet or in your purse or wherever you carry something, like even a note on your phone or something, so you can repeat those affirmations and remember the freedom and the success and the delight that's to come. You already know what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to be free. What you're seeking will find you when your soul is truly happy and you know what's going to make you happy. You are going to make you happy before anything. So work on that first. And once you can make you truly happy, that's when everything else will come to you. So don't stress. Don't be anxious or worry about getting ready for that. It's coming. It's already looking for you too. Welcome, Jimmy and Dee. Welcome. Thank you for joining the Holy Shift podcast. We gave Inspired a wonderful read. It gave me goosebumps too. I love it. How you feel about it? What's on your mind? You're thinking about something.
I am.
Something's bugging you.
I am. It's such a tug of war because I know what I'm supposed to do, and I'm actively doing it, and then I know I'm a finisher. I'm not much of a starter, but once I start, I know I can finish. I give it 120%. Once I believe it, there's, like, no stopping me.
I knew that was coming. I was waiting, but I knew it was right there. But what's the but, Miss Butterfly?
But at the same time, my daily routine just seems like it's taking up so much of my life. So right now I've been focusing on buying back my own time, and which has helped a lot. I mean, things as simple as instead of me washing the dishes myself, I use the dishwasher instead of making.
So you feel like you don't have enough time?
I struggle with having enough time.
Do you find moments where you're like, knock it off. I could be doing this. Why am I doing that?
Yes.
So I'm guilty of that too. Okay. That's probably why I only have one live cast in the last week and a half. But I am like starting baby goals, you know, starting little things to help me work along my way. So maybe a timer, alarm, set an alarm for a certain time of day where you usually are open and you find yourself wandering, your attention wandering. Do something to set your focus.
It's at night.
It is. It is.
When I need to go to work the next day, I work so early in the morning. So it's like, it's so limited. It feels like it's only an hour a day. Trying to fit all of that into an hour a day is so hard.
So how many hours a day do you sleep?
I need, without coffee, I need 8 hours. With coffee, I'm doing about 6 hours.
So how about try to focus on 7 hours and use that half hour. Well, there's an hour there. So use half hour in the morning and at night for a little bit of you time to set your focus and intention. And even if it's just a few minutes to work on that one thing that you know that you want to work on, but you know isn't getting enough time. Even preparing for it or trying to, even if it's that you're taking that time to figure out exactly how you're going to perfect or get to that point. Not making yourself so rigid to where you can't be flexible, but figure out what you can maneuver in order to accommodate everything that you need to accommodate to make you happy. Because like I said, it's your happiness that you're working on, that you need to work on first. Not everybody else's. Everybody else is going to be happy for you. They may feel a little butt hurt once in a while because you're taking more time for you. But realize the more that you are able to focus on you, you're going to end up being that much more dedicated and happy and present when you're helping others.
That's why I made a couple of changes. I'm moving next to my son's school because it has a child care right at the school with my daughter to give me back 2 hours of my driving time from picking up the kids and then coming home. So I'm giving myself back 2 hours when I move in June. So I'm just really trying to buy back my time. That's been my focus. But I just want to make sure that when I do all of these changes that I actually do it.
So just start now. You know that it's not fully, you're not fully able to jump into that routine yet. Mm-hmm. However, maybe like if you do set these timers about the time that you're going to be able to do these things, take 5 minutes, even if it's just 5 minutes to go outside, take a deep breath and be like, okay, at this time, and just take a minute to see yourself in that new routine. You're preparing your mind. You're programming your mind. We're programmed. We are a program being. Our brains are programmable from birth, childhood, everything. We're programmed. So if you can start programming your mind now, start seeing yourself in that routine a few minutes a day in that same time that you're going to be doing it and kind of play out this scenario. Even if you got to go in the bathroom and act like you're taking a crap or whatever so the kids leave you alone, whatever you got to do. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Take a moment or two for yourself to get in that zone and then when you do have that, when that time comes in June and you are it starting to get in that process, it's that much more smooth to get in it instead of like the rockiness of trying to figure it out. You won't have as much anxiety because you've been already preparing for it.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. You know, I start and then I stop and I start and I stop. I just have to keep going. That's all. I just have to keep going.
Exactly. And keep connecting. We're all building here and we're all into something new. This is new to me. This is new to all of us. But we all have this vision and this message we're trying to get out there, right? And
right.
There's
right.
a reason for it. And
even though it's only 5, 10, 14, 15, 20 people coming in at a time, we're still reaching people. We're still growing the movement. We're still starting something. And that dedication and that focus and that determination is going to keep it going. It's going to snowball. As long as you stay focused and dedicated.
Right. And I know it's going to be like going to be so quick, and next thing you know, it's going to be like I was never in this place of mine.
It's going to be unbelievable. Like, wow. Really? That really? Sooner. Right. Definitely. Definitely. The Miracle Morning. So what's that? Is that like a ritual book? Come on, Lo, get your butt in here, girl.
Call in.
Hey.
She did. She's here, our girl. Welcome, Lola.
Hey, my dad is literally walking up the sidewalk with my daughter. So if I get a little distracted, I'm sorry.
Hi, Dad. Yes,
the Miracle Morning. Hey, baby. Come here, give me a hug. Aww. The Miracle Morning is a book about you waking up a little bit extra in the mornings. You know, you start with 30 minutes and then you take that 30 minutes to do whatever you need to do to get your day going.
Right, Luna.
I know, y'all see she's so excited. And then, okay. I got you. And so then, like, he talks about how you take it from 30 minutes to an hour. And then an hour to, you know, he says he was getting so much accomplished by waking up just an hour early and working out, reading. He was trying to write a book at the time. So he was writing a book, you know, that after he did an hour, he was like, shoot, I want to do an hour and a half. But it gives you a whole little setup, like, different things you need to do to prepare yourself for this, and then ultimately it makes you way more productive. You know, you were always saying like, I don't have enough hours in the day to do this or do that, but it right. teaches you discipline, and it gives you that extra time to do everything that you need to do,
which is what I was looking for, because I've been working on my morning routine for over a year. And right. got to a point where I'm at least out of bed by 8 a.m., but I know I can get up earlier.
Yeah, so this book is discipline.
Go ahead,
Lo. The discipline. Yeah, it teaches you the discipline, because I used to be the same way. Like, I have all these big ambitions of stuff I want to do, but I felt like I never have the time. So it basically teaches you the different principles to get yourself on the track to create time, to make you productive in this crazy world. And The biggest part of it, and I'm going to leave it at this, the biggest part of it was saying when he went to bed at night, if he knew he wasn't going to get enough sleep, instead of going to bed like, oh, I'm only going to get 3 hours of sleep, you go to bed like, great, you know what? That's 3 hours of sleep that I get to recharge my body. I get to recharge my mind. I'm excited about these 3 hours of sleep I get. And then when he wakes up in the morning, it's not, oh, God, I got to go to work. It's like, great, I'm awake.
It's a mindset.
You know, I guess, right, you got to change your whole state of mind. So that's the biggest part of it.
Perspective. It's all the way you shift your focus. You got to shift your focus from the negative to the positive. Yeah, you may only be getting that 3 hours of sleep, but wow, at least I get 3 hours of sleep in order to fulfill my body enough to get the job done. Some people have to stay up all night, work 3-4 jobs just to make ends meet, and don't even get to see their family. Right. You know what I'm saying? I get 3 hours of sleep, I get to see my family, and blah, 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 blah. Definitely.
Right.
Yeah.
I have definitely shifted this last, hello, Bron. Just shouting you out. Thank you for coming and showing me love.
I'm still listening. I'm just gonna hang up so I can. I ain't seen my baby all day, so I'm gonna spend some time with her.
go ahead, girl. Give that baby some love. Thank you for calling in. We appreciate you. So since October, I have shifted my morning routine, and once in a while, I add in the five Tibetans, which is a series of exercises. You guys can look it up once in a while, and you can progress. I only do like 5 to 10 reps when I start, and then I can grow to 20 if I've done it a few days in a row. Some days I like slack off. I've gone a couple weeks without doing it, but do a little exercise, and then I always before I even, so like I'll get up and start my water because I make coffee the old school way. Mm-hmm. Start my water and then get my notebook. I have 3 so far, but I write an appreciation list, a whole page. I turn that over and I write half a page of a gratitude list and then a half of a page of affirmation. So the greatest expression of myself that I can be today is, and I pick an attribute that I want to work on or I want to focus on for the day. And mm-hmm. then I write affirmations that I want to focus on either for the day or just period. I have some that I consistently write and some that I shift from day to day, but just getting your mindset focused on an outcome, and it's programming. It's really programming. We have been programmed by TV, by our parents, by teachers, by friends, by family, by all kinds of different things. And they don't mean to do any harm to us ever. Nobody ever does. However, sometimes some of the things that we are programmed, that have been programmed into our brains, are not very healthy for us or anybody else. And so we got to reprogram. And yeah, we keep our personality and ourselves with it, but we shift and we become better versions of ourselves. And that's all that we can ever hope for, is to just shift our focus and grow and expand into better us's.
Right. No, absolutely.
Because we're all unique. We're all beautiful. We're all unique. We're all different. We got to love each other because of that difference. We all have a beauty about our personalities, and we gotta nurture it in each other and ourselves. We can't forget about ourselves.
And just move my nightly things. I'm trying to get done in the night, move it into the morning.
Right. And like I said, maybe take a little bit more time. Maybe, you know, put that alarm on and take a minute to have that imagine that time when you're back actually in that moment, or do a slightly take another like 15 minutes. If it's that hard to get up in the morning, it's all it takes is like a 10 or 15 minutes, and slowly work it into bigger. Like Lo said, you can start with small and move baby steps. It's baby steps. Go with the flow. Whatever works best for you. No one person, you're not going to be like exactly like anybody else. So yeah, take their advice, but mold it to what works for you.
Right. No, right. Stepping stones are big for me. I like to see the progress. If I can see the progress, I can finish it.
My music got loud, it seems like. Hold on, I'm working over here. It got all lively and loud. I don't even know where it was coming from.
Sounds good though.
Jay Dilla? I don't even know that person.
All right. So how's everybody feeling? How do you feel about your reading?
It's spot on. Definitely guided to what I was thinking. Ma, what's your cards called? Your reading cards.
Tell Mama we said hi.
The podcast. Ooh, you got the Archangel. The podcasters, poetic. She said hi.
Lo Love says hi, Mama. Hey, Mama.
Hey, Mama. You ain't been on, Mama. We just did a whole tarot reading. I just got my first tarot reading card. It was nice.
Oh, cool. Oh, I love that,
the tarot. My mom loves the tarot.
Yes, yes. Me too.
You said it's called what, Mom?
It's Doreen Virtue.
Yeah, Doreen Virtue Archangel cards are the ones of the readings that she does. And she'll be sitting on her podcast doing those. But I need to start pulling those too.
My friend has a whole set of the goddess cards.
And then we have a friend that has the goddess cards as well. So I'm not taking advantage of the tools that I have at home.
Yeah, they're right there in the corner, girl. Why? Get it together. Get it together. They're right there. Under your nose.
I'm going to send you a picture of my altar and my safe space.
I have so many different things. Like, I had to shift some things around, and I had to change my area. But my whole house, I have a bunch. I love the moon. The moon is just amazing to me. And I have a huge picture that has the phases of the moon. Lunar, you would love it. I have lots of spiritual, different little figurines, Buddha figurines, tons of feathers. I got lots of driftwood, sea glass. I have shells. Are you on Pinterest? I think I am. I think so. But it's not even my stuff. I have a lot of different random things. Braun over there sticking his tongue out over here. I'm going to do a reading on you one of these days, Braun. Give you a tarot reading.
Yeah, who's next? Who's next?
Who's next? Who wants a reading? We could just do a one card if you don't want a three card reading.
I think low love. I'm feeling low love's energy.
I know. Low love needs to get a reading.
No pressure, low love. No pressure. Pressure.
I'm breaking up. How awful. Yana. Welcome, girl. Welcome, welcome.
Yeah, we're here. How do you feel about that? Holy shit.
Why not? Yo, Podbean's been crazy, crazy.
Yeah, it has.
What did I say? She got a reading. She got freedom was her past success. Or freedom was what needed to be healed. Success is how she healed it. And the future outcome was delight. And it was a really long, interesting card. Did you hear the reading, though, Bron? You heard everything? You liked it? Good. I'm glad, Yana. I'm glad. We got deep.
Yes, we did.
Low love came in and preached to us, too.
Yeah.
You were really, Braun? You took all that time? You didn't even hear the reading. Really? Fired. Fired. What are we going to do with you? I know you got to go to work, but good Lord. Your phone died on low? I see. Low dropped some knowledge. We were talking about, I don't know. Morning I go off routine. On tangents and I forget. Morning routines, yes.
How to help.
I do my little list of appreciation and a gratitude list and affirmations. And sometimes I do the five Tibetans, which is a little bit of exercises and stuff. I mean, like I told Inspired, wake up 5 minutes earlier. Set the alarm for 5 minutes earlier and just shift it a little bit. And you can they do need to update the app. I think they're overwhelmed because everybody's on lockdown right now and they got like a million people trying to start podcasts. There's so many lives compared to how many lives there were last couple weeks ago.
Right.
There was only a few when I first started.
Versus the app.
Right. And I don't understand, like I can't get into the lives from the internet.
Yeah, you can.
It doesn't let me. I don't understand.
Well, I had to delete all my lives just to upload a 2-minute pod thing. I was upset. So I don't know.
Oh, so I downloaded some into my computer. Lola decided to join the crew. What's up, girl? How you doing? Lola got a one-card read earlier. We gave three-card readings, Mama.
Eat. Clean up your mess and eat.
We gave Yana a three-card reading. Inspired got a reading. All right, go ahead. It's getting about that time. I got to start cooking, too.
It was exciting. It was a good read. I got to send inspired her affirmations from, she chose the soul coaching deck and she got spiritual counseling. I know. I'll publish this one. I'll see if I can publish it if you want to hear it. Yeah, it'll be my first one. I'm just nervous about publishing. Everybody's going to hear this on blast. I was trying to be more structured, but you know, like I preach, we just got to go with it and get out of our comfort zone and go with the flow, right? Do things we're uncomfortable with because amazing things happen. I will definitely do it again. Definitely. We'll probably go on live later on this evening. Bet. I know you will, Mama. You show support whenever you can. We'll give you a 3-card reading. We'll make that the beginning of the show and whatnot. Definitely. I'll publish this as one of our first published shows. And we're going to start growing and doing this a little bit more often and putting some more structure in it. And I appreciate everybody for coming into the Holy Shift live cast. We did 2 3-card reads and had our friend Low Love join us and had awesome conversations. I appreciate everybody for coming through and showing love, and we'll do this again soon. Thank you, girls. We're building a movement. Holy Shift. Love you, girl. All right.